going east then for about a mile is the other one, and it's in a little community called Burke's Mill near Brooksville, just west of Brooksville, and you can see all of the missions by going that road after you've seen the Alamo. Another one is, I guess would be a landmark, would be San Fernando Cathedral. There's an old cathedral near the courthouse. And then the Governor's Palace on the west side of the City Hall was here before Texas was ever a state. And that would be something to see. And there's an old church on Commerce Street, a Catholic church. I think it's St. Joseph. I'm not sure of the name. But Joski's enlarged, and they bought all of the land around here, taking up the whole block. And this church sits right in a little pocket, and they didn't sell out. It wouldn't sell out to Joski's. But it's a very pretty church. And when you go to Hemisphere, you can look over there. Look north from Hemisphere and you see that, and it's real pretty church, right setting, in that setting.
Yeah, I'll have to look for that.
And that, I think some Alamo heroes were buried there in that church. And I guess in the river walk, places on the river would be.
Yeah, what is, would you explain that?
Well, the river has been beautified, and it winds through the downtown area. And it's highly commercialized, a lot of restaurants, and a number of bands that play around the river walk. And then they have an Arneson Theater on the river where they have two or three shows a week during the summertime for tourists to see. And then we have La Baita, which is on the south side of the river in the downtown area across from Hemisphere.
Which is what?
We're west of Hemisphere.
Yeah.
And that was there before the Battle of the Alamo. It's about a one or two block area of small houses built around there. People lived in there.
Was this like the original settlement?
Yeah, just about the original settlement, yeah. And they, and I don't know what people lived there, French or whatever they were. But it was some kind of high ground there, and so it was a good place to build. And then later on, the Germans came in, and some prosperous Germans, and they built in the King Williams area, just about three quarters of a mile southwest of that little original settlement of La Baita.
Yeah. One of the girls that I'm talking to is a descendant of one of these German families.
Yeah.
And she still lives down in that King William area, you know.
Yeah.
She grew up in a house with ancient, you know.
Yeah. Steve's is one of the names that I can think of.
Yeah, yeah. I believe her family was a Gross family. Her name's not Gross, but that was her family. Let's see. What does La Baita mean? I don't think I ever
new. I'm sure I've heard, but I can't think of what it is.
Okay. What about parks? Are there some well-known parks around here?
Brackenridge Park is most well-known.
Yeah.
I don't know how many acres it has, but it has a